Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 34. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
And Matt Fowler.
Today we will be discussing whatever tech news happened this last week-ish. Today is the 12th. Is it the 12th?
Yes.
January 12th?
Correct. You never know.
I know.
You schedule
it's always
people.
It's always a good guess.
You schedule people.
In the future.
Anyways.
I don't say, hey, today's the 12th. Do you want to work? But anyway. If you're listening live, you know it's roughly 8. We're pretty close. A little minor. Technical difficulties pushed us
back.
We're
really quiet on the stream.
3 minutes.
I will go.
But
continue chatting. I will.
But, yeah, just in general. Otherwise, you can always find us at bleedgeek.com on iTunes, and those are really the only two places. Maybe we talked about getting hooking up the Zune Media, whatever have you. They have, I don't even know. Who knows what Zune has?
I don't know anyone that owns a Zune.
Todd would be able to tell me if he was here. But, yeah. Matt is joining us today. You may remember him from such great podcasts as The Point After Attempt and The Point After Attempt. And he's been on Bleed Geek before, yeah. Maybe you've heard him make some rude comment or something. I'm just kidding, he doesn't usually make rude comments. At least not in Bleed Geek. Maybe sometimes in football. But he missed the finale. Did you ever listen to it?
I haven't had a chance yet. I'm looking forward to it this weekend.
So it's brutal. It's a little personal sometimes.
Oh, yeah, because you played each other the week before.
Yeah. There's some jabs, maybe.
Nice.
From Randy as well. Randy took your spot, so then we went over all of our predictions that we had made at the beginning of the year. I went through and re-listened to it and wrote them down, and we talked about them, and that was interesting. Just in general. But
I'm way off because I had Philly doing well.
Yeah. And the Rams, too.
Wait, what? There's no way I had the Rams.
You picked them to win their division.
Well, maybe the division.
Yeah. But funny story. Anyway, so did Josh. So,
yeah.
You know, none of us picked the 49ers. No. Except for maybe Randy. Huh? Just kidding. So, anyway, this week was a pretty big week in tech. Actually, it's been like an explosive week. Normally I'll say, oh, it's been a regular week or a slow week, and he's like, no, it's been regular, but
you just busted out of this week in tech, really, Mike?
How did I bust out of this week in tech?
You just said, oh, you know, this week in tech. Good one.
Yeah, but I didn't intentionally, like, yeah. That was the title of our podcast.
Subliminal.
Subliminally, I am trying
get
to
get the F out of here.
I don't like your attitude. But CES started, I mean, it technically started Tuesday, but it really started Sunday. And yeah, it's been crazy. Just so much news all the time. But before we get into all the CES news, we will talk about a few other things because I think CES will kind of take over. You want to talk about what happened with Facebook today? It was today they announced it?
Yeah. So if you pay attention to the little news ticker in the corner of your Facebook, you'll typically see, like if I go to mine right now, I see of the 6 showing, 4 of them are of people listening. Oh, 3 of them are of people listening to music right now. What you can do right now is if you it's not working on mine, but what you can do is you can listen to that same song with that person that's listening to it. They are trying to compete sort of with Turntable.fm, which we've talked about a few times.
Some of us may be huge fans of.
Yeah, but now that work is being...
Oh, you don't do it at work anymore?
No.
Oh, that sucks.
Hence Google Music.
Oh, that makes more sense. Yeah. You still have to be logged in.
But that's fine, because there's no chat built into the music. But
neither here nor there.
It's not blocked.
But, oh.
So.
Not
which
yet.
Is weird. Anyways. So what you can do is it makes you, I think it makes you join a room, like, with the other person, so you can listen to all the music that they're playing, which I think is, eh. I don't know. It's not, to me, it's not a turntable competitor. If you could, if everybody could play music, that would be one thing.
So but this I don't thing is just, to just, it's like if I had my own radio station, basically.
Exactly.
Well, that's kind of fun. I should run my own radio station.
Talk to Josh Worth.
Why? Does he run a radio station?
He wants to run one.
We should talk to Josh Worth.
You should. He was serious about it. Anyways.
I'm going to talk to Josh Worth. Anyways.
Is that Spotify I keep seeing on Facebook, or is it something different than that?
It's through Spotify. Is it through Spotify? Or is it through anything they're listening to, whatever whatever they're using, or is it through Facebook? I didn't read. I just saw the headlines today. That's why I kind of threw it to you. But maybe you don't even know either.
No, I know for sure Spotify.
Spotify is taking over the mobile market, the music streaming market anyway. And that's usually who you see on the side of
that's
your ticker.
That's what I see on Facebook all the time, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's if you haven't tried, you should at least try out Turntable, because it's a pretty cool service. But like Randy said, I guess apparently there's very quite different. Yeah, I don't think they make it the exact same as Turntable, where you take turns playing music, I don't think it'll ever stand up against Turntable.
No, like I mean, I like listening to and songs here and there, but I don't want to have to listen to all of one person's music. And that's right. Like the great thing about Turntable.
So even if you don't like it and everybody hates it, you can lame them off booth. Well, or like, lame them off.
Not even that, but like the cool thing about Turntable is I've gotten so much new music from there, because mm-hmm. you get to hear like four other people's music, what they want to play.
It's a great discovery tool.
Exactly.
So. But I don't think they'll be able to. I think Turntable's got a strong, I don't want to say a cult following, but it's like a, I think it's like it takes people in, like, and you become addicted type of thing. Like, I don't know. Have you ever played with it, Matt?
A little bit when Randy first posted about it.
Do we force you into it at one point, maybe?
No.
We didn't force him. He just did it on his own.
Tried to get Pat in there.
We made Pat join one time.
Yeah.
For like 30 seconds.
It's kind of like Foursquare and anything else social that Pat sees.
Anyway.
Yeah, hung out in there for a little while.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting. I think it's pretty cool. I mean, I don't use it as much as I don't listen to music as much as I should. But that's my own problem. But Turntable's a very cool site. Do you want to say anything else about that before we move on?
Facebook, mind your own business.
They're taking over the internet. They're trying.
They're trying.
And I think they're going to keep going up for a while, and then one day they'll have this, something bad is going to happen. That's just, it's not going to end well, I don't think. That's just me. Moving on. And speaking of not ending well, Google has been in some hot water this week, I guess. I don't know.
I didn't get a chance to read the article, but I did see.
Google is now, if you have a Google Plus, which they're heavily pushing. Do you have a Google Plus?
No.
No.
That's too bad. You could be in my circle. Or many circles.
Many circles. You never know. But they have started including Google Plus things in their search results when you're signed in. Anything that's pertinent to you. Like, let's say your dog's name was
Spot.
Spot. And you Googled, maybe you're going to Google Spot Remover, but you only wrote Spot. It would come up, like, let's say you had put pictures of, you're like, this is my dog Spot, and you had a picture. It would show that as one of your top pings. Which, Twitter is the one having the biggest backlash, but now I've been reading a bunch of stuff about why, I wouldn't say Reader's Gaming, but, like, how they think this is going to become an antitrust issue, because they're kind of, like, promoting, in their search terms, their own things.
Does it bother you that they consider that antitrust when it's their search?
Yes. Like, that seems really stupid. Like, it's their, like, you don't have to go to Google. Use Bing. Don't use Bing, but you could use Bing.
What are you going to use other than Google?
Right, but, well, that's
what,
part of
the, what are you recommending people use if they're not going to use Bing? Yahoo?
Well, no, if you're not going to use Google, Lycos? then use Bing, yes.
Okay.
But.
There you go. That's all you had to say. That's all I wanted you to say.
Well, Google, and And, I mean, we're going to move right into it. But Bing finally overtook Yahoo this week, or last month. It was the month of December for searched. So people used to search on Yahoo and Google, but Bing finally overcame Yahoo. But if you search Spot on Bing, you would not get pictures of your dog, Spot, from Google+.
I wish I had a picture of my dog, Spot.
Why don't you put one up there?
Maybe I will.
But, yeah. But there's, so it's kind of like a big deal that most people will never even notice, I think. Like,
I don't think so.
Like, I mean, I haven't had it where it's been affected me, but I don't know if I Google. I mean, obviously I Google things, but I think some people Google a lot more. Like, they Google, like, Facebook instead of typing Facebook in their browser. Like, you know what I mean? Like, stuff like that. Like, they Google everything. Google is their, it's hard to explain. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You ever do that? You're like, how do I get to Facebook? No, I know how to get to
Typically
Facebook.
Typically, I know how to get, or I just immediately bookmark things.
Right.
I like them.
But I mean, if you look at the top search terms, I mean, Google is one of the top search terms, as weird as that is, and Facebook. And what were like, 7 of the top 10 were, like, Facebook, Facebook login, Facebook.
Yeah, it's...
Like, those were, of last year, the top search terms, like, yeah. But that's the crazy world we live in.
How far behind is, like, Bing from Google, though?
Bing, it's not... It's not terrible. I mean, it's just...
Is there times when I accidentally use Bing, because I'm on, like, MSN, and I type something in, and I'm like, screw this shit, and then I switch over to Google.
It's the old... I don't use Bing. I'll admit it. But if you're looking for images... Bing is, I don't know what the difference is between Google and Bing, but Bing is miles beyond what Google is. Like, I prefer their image search.
Do you mean, like, for a specific image, or, like, if you're like, oh, I need a picture of a football field?
Yeah. Like, just whatever you're looking for. If you want to, their search results seem to tailor more to what I'm looking for.
Just images, though?
I don't use their search for search.
But I know, that's what I mean. Like, so just images.
I've never.
What else would you use it for?
Yeah, I go to their images and search images.
I know you've brought that up before, but it's just, I wonder if somehow they're labeling them different or reading the metadata different, or if Google's just like, screw it, everyone's already using our search anyway. Who cares if they find the right picture? Just show them some ads.
It's true.
Anyway. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we get into CES stuff?
Leave Google alone.
Leave them alone?
Yeah.
Like, just everybody or the government?
The government.
Or Twitter, because Twitter's the one having a big problem with them.
All of the above.
Twitter's just mad because they're like, well, something about Twitter and Google used to, like, be partners and...
Then
they stabbed him in the back and broke up.
They're just jealous.
They're bitter.
They're just jealous.
Anyway, moving on.
Moving on.
So CES is happening still. I think today's the last day, technically.
What's KESS?
What's what?
What's KESS?
CES? Consumer Electronics Show?
Correct.
Is what CES is. It's held by the CEA, which is the Consumer Electronics Association?
Correct.
If I was to guess? but it's in Vegas. It's a annual... event. It's just it's a Las Vegas Convention Center. It's just a huge shindig for electronics to be showcased and shown. We talked about last week. Did we talk about it last week or the week before? How Microsoft was doing its final keynote at CES this year, and that they were getting the boot. It took them only 45 minutes, and they sold their spot for next year already. To Dish Network and someone else, they split it in two. But it's like the first thing you see when you walk in was Microsoft before.
Worth a chunk.
Right, I'm sure it. And they said they already have next year's keynote lined up, but they won't say who it is yet. But they said people will be excited. I have a list of things to talk about, but I'll talk about Microsoft first, actually, since I already started it.
Let's talk about them.
Their keynote that they had, it was actually Monday night. Before to kick off CES, you watched a bit of it, right?
Yeah.
It was lackluster. I think I don't. They showed us a lot of stuff we already knew, as far as, like, maybe not for the average person, but people in the tech industry, tech world, anyone who pays attention. I mean, they showed a little Windows 8, a little Windows Phone, some Microsoft. The only new news that really came out of it was they are going to start selling the Kinect for PCs starting February 1st.
That's sweet.
Yeah, are you going to get one?
No, not yet.
Did you think about it?
But I think I will eventually have one, because it would be interesting to see what game developers, like legit ones, start doing with it on the PC. Because I think the possibilities are more limitless there, because the hardware that you have against.
Like, you see, like, yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff that they do, like... You see, like, picture, like, they show videos of, like, people, like, using it for, like, a bomb squad type of, like, mm-hmm. like, as if they were going in, like, it's watching what they're doing, and a robot is doing it to the bomb, I guess. But, I don't know, there's, I think, a lot of possibilities, like you said, like, it'll be interesting, especially they released the SDK a couple months ago, I feel like.
I feel like it's been longer, but that could be right.
Yeah. Last ages. Year. It's been ages. It was last year sometime.
Yeah.
I'm 2011. That's so last year. Have you played with the Kinect at all, Matt? Or?
A little bit. You know, like at Best Buy and whatnot.
Yeah, that's all I've really had.
Is there any video?
Thankfully not.
Oh, okay.
Of Matt playing with it?
Yeah. That'd be funny. Have you watched videos of people doing the Kinect?
It's hilarious. Mostly I've just seen the commercials, like, which makes it look not as crazy, like, because they do cutaways,
well,
like,
well, and it's because superimpose them into the thing in front of the TV. But find a video where it shows it from them from the front, so you don't see what they're looking at, and it's awesome.
I did watch a video of a friend the other day doing one of those dance games, moving to the song Apache. It's quite awesome.
It was good.
They played it on the Big Bang Theory. I mean, that was pretty funny. You're not that far yet, but
thanks, Mike. Spoiler alert.
They were riding. They were horse jockeying, so they were riding the horses, and that's awesome. It was amusing to watch, for sure. Microsoft really. I mean, other than that, they showed off some new. They're talking about integrating more TV with Xbox. I mean. They talked about all their products, of course. They talked about Windows 8, but then it's funny because it's like, hey, Windows 8's coming, but you should still buy Windows 7 devices. Like, it's funny because it's going to be such a... I mean, do you think the change is going to be as drastic as it, like... Do you think it'll be accepted well, or do you think
it'll be like any Windows system. You're going to have the diehard people buying it right away.
And then bitching about it.
I don't think... I mean... Probably, but it's the new operating system. It's what right. Microsoft is making. So, love it or hate it, they're going to cancel support eventually for XP, and people are going to have to upgrade.
I'm never going to upgrade.
Okay, then you're ridiculous.
I'm just kidding, I have a Mac.
I think it's silly that people are still on XP.
Yeah?
Yeah. I never thought I would like getting rid of it, but I love Windows 7.
No, I hated Vista, but using Windows 7, I use Windows 7 a lot now at work, and I do like it a lot. I don't know what it was about Vista that just...
It was blah.
Like, they were halfway done with 7, and they put it out, and then they're like, oh yeah, we should probably finish that, and then they put it out. What do you have on, what are you running, do you know?
Mine is XP.
XP, see, he's loving XP still.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't love it, I guess. I got it
right before 7 came out, my computer.
Ouchie. So, not even a free upgrade. Those rat bastards.
Rat bastards. But...
At that point, I was going back to school, so I kind of needed one right away. And
makes sense.
It's funny how they do that. I feel like they always, like right after school starts, they put it out. Like,
it's true, because...
Because then everyone has to buy the upgrades. Yeah. Makes sense. Rat bastards.
Exactly.
But yeah, Ballmer was crazy as ever during his keynote.
He is just straight crazy, honestly. And he's so awkward.
It's like so forced. Like his whole keynote is like just so forced. It's like he's like, it's like the worst actor you could ever imagine acting out this presentation.
That's about it. It was funny to watch. Even and, like the when they were demoing the Kinect integrating with TV.
The Sesame Street thing?
Yeah. And it's like granted it was a little kid and this lady, and it's like,
oh, it was hard to watch.
It's like, seriously, can I fast forward this? Can I skip this somehow?
So the way they are going to integrate with TV, they showed Sesame Street as an example. Like in most kids' shows, you see them like, oh, the character needs the child's help, or like they count something. But in this, Grover had spilled coconuts, was it? And
coconuts.
He needed help picking them up or whatever. And the girl was literally, you know, pretending to throw the coconuts. And then when she did, the Kinect, you know, responded and he caught it in the box. I mean, it's cool. But just watching it happen on, like, the way they were explaining, it's like, we can obviously see what's happening, first of all.
They give you a play-by-play commentary.
Yeah, and then just the overall, the much too high of excitement level. Like, it's just so over the top that they're like, this is the best thing ever. But it was other than that, and then they had a Twitter choir. You miss that?
Mm-hmm.
Which was like a gospel choir that read people's tweets. It was like insanity just watching it. Like, yeah. Steve Ballmer for you. And he had Ryan Seacrest. Like, what did that have to do with anything? Ryan Seacrest, because he can sell things? I don't know. I hate him. Ryan Seacrest, I hate him. But that's what kicked off CS. I don't know. The Kinect and the Xbox are really all that. I mean, Windows 8 is going to be cool, and I think it'll be interesting to see, especially some of the Ultrabook/tablet integration with it.
Ultrabook.
Like the Yoga, which we'll talk about later. But
Yoga.
We'll see what happens with it. I mean, I don't know. It's just like they had this big keynote, and everyone was like, oh, they're going to go with a bang, and then they just told us everything we already knew.
It's true.
So it's kind of like, well, that was fun. But one of the huge things, though, at CES has been TVs.
Televisions.
Some thin TVs.
What did I say?
4 millimeters? 8 millimeters? Or what do you mean? What did you say?
Thin is in.
Thin is in. And it was definitely apparent that was the case. Both Samsung and LG had 55-inch OLEDs. I didn't see a price. Did you ever see a price for either of them?
They
it's priced competitively.
LG for sure. I didn't hear anything, but Samsung said that it's only in, like, it's a development TV, and they didn't expect to have pricing for it. The same with the Yoga, not until for like a couple months.
Right. They're
supposed to be out mid next year, both of them.
Yeah, but it was insanity. I mean, to see that thin of a, I mean, it's thinner than.
It's. Bet you probably as thick as that.
I mean, that's it. But 55 yeah. inches big. Obviously you can't see what we're talking about, but we're talking about the screen of my laptop.
It's crazy to think that, like, looking at my TV, my TV isn't thick by any means. It's, what, 2.5 inches thick? But to think that this is what the standard is going to be, it makes that
and
seem
like
it's such a
yeah.
fat
and
ass.
This has a huge bezel. I mean, like, theirs have no bezel at all.
It's all glass, basically.
It's like,
well, they're glass free, but
well, it's like, it looks like a sheet of glass. Yeah, like, yeah. You're just going to hang a sheet of glass on your wall, basically.
It's crazy.
Like it's thinner than picture frames, essentially. Yeah. I mean,
yep.
Oh, but and then they ran just one cord straight down into a box, which then housed the power and the inputs. Although one of the TVs, I think, maybe had inputs in that, like, that went straight up into the bottom. But, I mean, just the insanity of the TVs. And then there's a lot of TVs that were being run by operating systems.
Lots of Android televisions out there now.
Vizio was a huge Android one, and
Vizio, LG.
Lenovo had an ice cream sandwich running.
I was thinking Lenovo. There's sounds awesome. Comes pre-installed with a
ice cream sandwich.
Oh yeah, ice cream sandwich and 100 apps, I think, comes with. It's weird to think that Lenovo is getting into the television and the phone market.
I know, and we'll talk about phones a little too, but it's just like, when that was one of the first things that came out of CES was this Lenovo TV, and I was like, like the first day, like everything Lenovo came out, and I was just like, wow.
Well, they, yeah.
They really showed up at CES, I think, in a pretty big way.
And it's funny, because like when I bought Lydia her Lenovo laptop, she's like, I don't really know this brand, but I know that you know it, so it means it's probably pretty good. And like when she told her friends, they're like, oh, what kind of laptop, you know, what did you get? Did you get an HP? Did you get a Compaq? And she's like, no, I got this Lenovo. You probably haven't heard about it, but it's a pretty nerdy brand, apparently.
That's what I remember when she was, I heard her telling someone that it's like a geek laptop.
Yeah.
I was like, that's funny.
It's like, yeah.
No, and we were talking about it too. I said if I ever went to PC, that's, if I ever went back to PC and got a laptop, I would definitely go with Lenovo. Yeah.
They build good stuff.
They're a solid company, but yeah, they came out the first, it was Monday, I think. Maybe it was even Sunday night that they came out in force at CES, like they had everything out. And, but yeah, there's definitely a lot of smart, I mean, there's a few TVs that, there is an Ubuntu TV running their own software.
Linux-based.
Was there another company that made their own software? I feel like Samsung had something weird going on. Samsung didn't have... They had boxes they were selling that were running Android TV.
Yep.
As a set-top box to go along with the TV, but not actually integrated in. And the same with Sony, I think. Sony also. I don't know.
Through, like, one of your component cables, then?
Yep. Just like a hook up an HDMI and and it's right in, and then you're running, you know, whatever software, you're getting apps and you're going away. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to see. Like everyone's trying to solve. They know that there's this issue with TVs, and it's like it's not so much about, oh, look how big we can make it anymore, even though there's some like 84 inch TVs there,
which looked sweet
and is insanity. It's like,
I would love an 84-inch.
How big is that on your wall? Like,
it would be.
You're supposed to have, what is it, 3 feet for? Is it every?
I don't know what it is, but I know like with our TV, they recommend, I think 10 feet back is the.
And yours is 42.
46.
Yeah.
42. I think mine was like 7 feet.
So you're doubling that. So yeah. What you're supposed to be like. Do you have a hallway for a living room?
Like, be a city block away.
Yeah. Like, that is so huge. Like, larger than life. But it's crazy. Like, and they look so good, though.
Like, it's those OLED screens that LG was showing the demo of, like, the color was so crisp. It was just insane looking.
But, yeah. But people are... So they're putting their operating systems on them. It's where do they go? It's like the specs are. I mean, nobody, you can't see the difference anymore. I mean, there's a few 4K TVs there, which would there is beyond high definition. They're calling it ultra definition. 1080 TV is roughly what would be considered 2K, and so they're essentially doubling the pixels in both height and width. Is that right? Height and width, right? So that's where the 4K comes from, but there's no content for those yet. So it's just, if it's kind of like why you drive a giant truck, right? Like, it's like, well, I have it. Is that a bad example, you think? I just think of Kevin. And you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. Yeah.
Like, it was nice, but what purpose did it serve?
Absolutely nothing.
You know?
It looked cool, and he had to work overtime. Pay for his stuff.
Right.
Like, he had to work overtime.
I don't know. But, so TVs, the issue now is, it's kind of twofold. It's the UI, and it's the content. But the content's a different war altogether, I think. That's where they're trying to go with these smart TVs, the operating systems in them. It was a lot more not so much what's the resolution of the TV, but what's the processor it's running now this year.
Well, no, there was...
It was Samsung, or was it Sony? Sony, I think. That had the chip where they had it so you could take the chip out and upgrade.
Yep.
It was either Samsung or Sony, one of the two. I want to say Sony.
But that was interesting.
But it's like that way you could upgrade the chip to run a better operating system later without having to... Because the big problem is, like, I mean, and even with the Apple TV rumors, they're like, Apple can't do it because they refresh every year. People buy TVs every 7 to 10 years because they're so expensive. They're just in this other market. And that's why they don't know what Apple's going to do. And it's just, it's hard for everyone. It's like, they're putting out all these TVs, but they're not devices that people go, like, a new phone, at minimum, people buy, get new phones at least every 2 years, right? Because that's how the contracts work. But TVs isn't the same thing. I mean... Granted, I did buy a TV too, but that, you know.
I bought 4 TVs in less than a year.
Yeah, see? Sometimes shit gets crazy, but those are extreme circumstances, right?
It's true. Extreme circumstances call for extreme measures.
That's right. Sometimes you just have to keep upgrading all of a sudden. But so it's making this trend toward TVs with operating systems, and I think a lot of people think that they're going to solve the content thing with apps right now, I think. Is channels becoming apps. Even on the iPad right now, there's like an NBC app. There's a, and I think probably on HBO. Android too. HBO, TBS, CBS, Showtime has one. I mean, there's a number of others as well. PBS.
They're getting closer. I mean, this is like they're at the next logical step to getting an a la carte type system. You know, being able to just stream to devices is that hurdle that they needed to get to.
The biggest issue is still going to be, even with that, is the live TV problem. Like let's say you want to watch The Big Bang Show because it's on right now. Don't leave our podcast, please. But, it was on at 7. Well, it was on 8. Irregardless, so The Big Bang.
7 o'clock.
So The Big Bang Theory was on a little bit ago, and maybe you wanted to watch it, but maybe you're, like, hanging on the chat room waiting to listen to our podcast. And so you missed it. But you have to wait for a day or whatever for it to show up on their app before you can watch it. You can't go to their app and watch it live.
Unless you get, and I can't, that's, I was going to look it
the
up.
The TV tuner thing?
Yes, that records live TV.
The Belkin one? Or there was a Belkin one and there was another company
there
that
was,
made it.
Yeah, there was a different company. Here it is. Another company. Simple TV is the one I was thinking
of. But that requires subscription, right?
No, it was 150 bucks.
Just for the device?
So you can record live TV.
I thought there was one that had a subscription too.
One does not.
It just records it, or it...
Yeah, this one... No,
or is it like a tuner that you can watch on your phone type of...
No, it's just a recorder.
Okay.
And then it... Because I believe it is completely like a separate box, and you can... I don't know how it works, actually. But I know you do need...
Like TiVo.
Without a... Because TiVo, don't they have...
You had to have a phone jack for the longest time, right? Do you know anything about TiVo?
No.
Not much, but I knew you had to have a subscription for it.
Yeah.
But this one, you need to have, like, a Roku, a Boxy Box, or a...
It, like, hooked up to the back of the Boxy Box, right? Yeah.
So then it would turn into...
A DVR.
A DVR, basically.
And that works. That's a solution. But you're still relying on... over-the-air broadcast then, right?
Right. But you can... you can set programming and all that.
No, yeah.
So.
I know there's...
You wanted solutions, Mike. I know there was... Was it Samsung that is building a TV where it can stream... So right now, like, streaming to multiple TVs is...
Samsung, it was Samsung.
It's not new... But you'd need like another set-top box, like for every TV that you wanted to stream to, say from like your TiVo or whatever.
Right.
But Samsung can do it without a TiVo. They're saying like the processor built inside has the horsepower to stream to whatever device you want to go.
Like multiple devices, you mean?
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yep. It's like, that's pretty crazy.
I know, also I saw a thing from Samsung, which Lenovo did good, but I think Samsung also had a strong hand at CES. But they did, like kind of like AirPlay streaming, but it, like with AirPlay, you have to be on the same data network. or not data network, but Wi-Fi. So, like, if I'm at home, I pull up a video on YouTube, I can stream it straight to my TV without having to do anything. I just hit a button on my phone, and just, boop, there it is on my TV. Magic. But what Samsung did is they're making it so, like, let's say you had a computer at your house, and you're at your friend's house, and they have a Samsung TV that has this whatever in it. You can pull up video from your computer at home and stream it on your phone onto their TV, which that's pretty cool too. But it's just, this is all cloud computing again. I mean, it's going back to that, I think. I think that's the next logical step anyway for the air-to-air streaming stuff.
Yeah.
But it was cool when they were showing it off and they switched from one TV to the other pretty simply. And then Samsung also had a TV that was voice and motion controlled. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
They would say, like, hi, TV, and it would turn on, and they would tell it the channel. Sweet. It's kind of like all the stuff the Kinect is doing with Microsoft, but without the Kinect. And it had a camera built in on the very top. And so, like, they were web browsing with their hand on the TV, and, like, to click, they just closed their hand and opened it again, and it clicked. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, it was weird to watch, but it was pretty cool. I mean, that was just a working prototype they had. They don't have any like set release date or by any means for that. But I mean, there's all these things. All these people are trying different things, and then there's all these remotes to go with them. The majority of the remotes, it's like everyone kind of got together, like, they were all separate, but then it's like they all showed up at CES with the same design. They basically had a multi-button remote with basically a trackpad on the controller on the front. So, like, your thumb would be, like, on a trackpad, essentially, and moving the mouse cursor on the screen. And then on the other side, they all had QWERTY keyboards.
Nice.
So you flip it over, you have QWERTY, you want to search real quick, and flip it back. The other thing with that Samsung one, there was one remote I saw that had a microphone built into it, so you could use speak to search on straight on the mic on the remote. So like when you want to search, and you just say search for the Big Bang Theory, because that seems to be the theme I'm sticking with tonight. and it would find whatever. But the other major problem with apps for channels. Well, I guess the live TV thing kind of takes care of it, but sports.
But hopefully that'll...
I mean, NBC is streaming the Super Bowl this year, so I mean, that's kind of a step in the right direction. But I think it's going to be a huge problem to overcome the cable providers. Like, I think there's going to be a big battle it's going to come down to, in my opinion.
I think... I guess we could have made a prediction about that. But I think, like, you'd think, like, TV shows would start realizing that, like, the whole cord cutter scene is pretty big, you know? And if they want their, I mean, I guess regardless, they're going to make their money. But if they want the viewers, they're going to have to start.
I heard a good analogy of that situation is that it was from The Verge. They were, one of their Verge casts, they were talking about it, it's like when music first started to like pirates started pirating music at first, it wasn't because they were like, F the music industry, I'm going to steal this shit, you can't touch me, I'm never paying for anything. It was because they just wanted it on their computer. They wanted it in that format. They didn't want to have to buy a CD and rip it and blah, 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 blah. And as soon as the industry caught on to that, and look at the success of iTunes. I mean,
mm-hmm.
And even Amazon, now that they're getting into it, I mean, they're doing well for themselves, and now Google Music has jumped in. I mean, and there's been other, Walmart did it, but I don't think anybody cares about them. But I mean, it's like, the point is, it's just that people want it. They want to, and it's the same thing's going to happen. But what they were talking about was, look at the group of people you know, and like, we're kind of living a little on the techie side.
Compared to our friends?
Right.
We're, like, a lot on the tech side.
So we're, like, the bleeding edge is how they put it. Like not everybody's willing to... They don't understand the smart TVs yet, or the... Like, it's, like, we're the fringe case right now. but slowly will move to the center and be the average, like average consumers will start being the same way. I mean, it'll only take time before, not that they're going to start pirating TV shows, but that idea
who would do that
is right. I can't imagine someone doing that. But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like we're the edge right now, and slowly but surely it will be. I mean, look at the three. Not that you're not as tech, but look at which one of us has cable or dish, whatever it is. It's so, Matt. Yep. I mean, I mean, are you happy with you have Comcast or what?
Comcast. Side of the bill, yeah, I'm fine.
But that's the problem, right?
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
I mean, if you had the choice, if you could pay less to have half the channels, would you?
Oh, yeah.
Like, do you watch half the channels you have?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no,
see? No. Like, that, and that's the problem right now, is eventually people are going to realize they can get things other places, and...
And they kept calling me once a week for many weeks, trying to get me to upgrade and get more channels, and...
You're like, I don't even watch the ones I have. And the only reason, I bet one of the bigger reasons you have it is because of sports.
Sports, and I do watch a fair amount of, like, network television, you know, but that I could get through.
Network, like, 11, or those, but NBC, you know, like, ABC, or you
I
mean,
watch,
like...
some of the USA shows and things okay. like that.
But these are the channels, yeah. I think, that'll first have apps as well. I mean, I think they'll be the bigger... There's, like, five big ones, I bet, like... It's funny, is because we talked about this, and I feel like we're just going down a road that we've discussed many times, but... I mean, look at cable. The whole point of paying for cable at first was there was no commercials. And I mean, now it's a commercial in itself. I mean, look at MTV, right? It's like a walk-in commercial. That's all it is.
With commercials during the shows.
Right.
And the little corners.
I feel like we've been talking about TVs a lot, but...
It's because that was the big... I think that was the biggest thing.
And I mean, and the part of it is because it's CES... like a month from now is Mobile World Congress, I think it's called, where it's like that's the big phone extravaganza. But so I think a lot of people held off their phones for now. But anyway, there's a lot of crazy TVs and a lot of craziness. And I think it is changing. That we're seeing the start of the big change, especially with all the smart TVs that were there this year. That cable and the internet are going to have to battle this year, if not by this year, next year for sure. I mean, like, it's coming, though, in the near future.
It's coming, for sure.
The shift. You want to talk about phones a little?
I didn't...
And get away from TVs? There wasn't a lot of phones. The biggest one was the Windows phones.
I didn't even see... Honestly, the only phone I paid any attention to was the Lenovo phone. Intel-based phone. Intel is hitting the market with some mobile chips, and it's
because ARM is like, well, we can do what you do, and so they're like, well, we can do what you do.
I can do anything. Wait, no. Yeah. No, yeah. You can't. Yes, I can.
So, anyway, your Intel-based Lenovo phone.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Are you gonna get it? No, I'm gonna get the Galaxy Nexus.
See, I don't even know if I'm gonna get that.
Anyway.
Anyways,
so there was a Lenovo phone running
Android
Gingerbread or something.
Yeah,
something. It was Gingerbread, I think.
It's too bad because the
which is mind you not one back but two back.
Yeah,
as far as Androids go,
it's too bad because the hardware that the phone is built on is capable of so much more.
Yeah,
I mean, like and the phone is gonna be it's a beast. Even though it's running 2.3.
Yeah. And I mean, even on top of that, they have their own skin as well, but I don't know. I don't know why people don't just leave it, but whatever. So, so the other big phones were the Nokias. They showed up for the Windows phones. The Lumia 800 is the big phone overseas, and I think the 900 is going to be released on Sprint, is it?
Yes.
Sprint, and that's going to be the big Windows phone, the ice cream sandwich / iPhone competitor.
I know we joke about Windows phones a lot, but when me and Lydia were phone shopping this last weekend, she really, really liked the Windows phones.
Mm-hmm. Like, I seriously think, I think at this point, I would go to a Windows phone before I went to an Android. I don't, just because...
Ouch.
Like, with the exception of, like, I would, there's no other, I would not be able to have anything other than a straight Google phone, though. Like, if I got Android, I would not be able to have anything less than...
Nope, I agree.
The Galaxy Nexus right now, or whatever, straight Android. And even that, like, Verizon is touching a little.
It seems so funny that more companies don't just have raw Android running.
It's because they subsidize it with putting their bloatware on it.
No, and... I get it, but it just surprises me that...
they're dumb.
They're dumb.
And honestly, the average consumer, I don't think, knows the difference.
That's probably true also.
Like, they don't understand that there's a skin on top of the... They just think that's Android, so...
When I first got my phone, I knew nothing better.
Right.
It was Android until I dug into it. I'm like, why am I not getting this new upgrade? What is this problem? And then I'm like...
So I think that's the other issue, is that it seems obvious to some, but you look outside, it's like standing outside the bubble and looking in, it's like, oh yeah, you would never know.
Yep.
You just, whatever phone they tell you is maybe even a free phone, you know, and that's why it's free. The other phone was the Titan 2, the HTC Titan 2, which was the only HTC phone, I believe, actually shown.
HTC is going down.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I think so, too, actually.
They had their run.
Who do you think's taking over, then? Nokia? Samsung?
I'm gonna say Samsung.
If they can stop freaking battling with Apple all the time and just they both went to their separate corners and left each other alone...
Well, if Apple would leave Samsung alone...
Well, they'd sue them, too. It goes both ways.
Apple sues Samsung, Samsung retaliates.
You know what I saw an interesting stat of?
Apple needs to mind their own damn
80%
business.
80% of Android phones pay royalties to Windows.
Four?
I don't know. They own some patents that they use.
Oh. Makes sense.
They slowly... But they do... They're
but at
not,
least they're doing it legally.
Right. That's the thing is that Microsoft's like, yeah, just throw us some money. Like, it doesn't go as far as like the Apple-Samsung thing has at this point.
Right.
But anyway, we're digressing a bit.
It's not like we're a show noted for staying on topic.
if we were asked, what's our strong point? Staying on topic would be at the bottom of the list.
It's true.
Anyway, HTC Titan 2. It's like a 16 megapixel camera on it. I think that's throwing a spec at the consumer. Like, because who knows what the camera are going to take, because there's a lot more that go into it other than just...
They're going to be like, whoa, mine's 16 megapixels. And it's like, if anybody would pay any attention, like even to the DSLR, when they're like...
They kind of stopped around 10 to 12. Like, yeah,
it's like there's a DSLR that's like 12 megapixel. It's like, that's all you need. Like, after that...
Your eyes can't even consume more. Like,
yeah. Unless you're blowing up a photo to, like...
Enhance.
like, 10 by...
Paste your walls.
10 foot by...
I'm going to put this. The size of your wall. A mural. One picture I took. My 16 megapixel smartphone.
Hopefully it's not blurry. See, because, like, there comes that fine balance, too, between having the light sensor. It's like, you go big megapixels and crappy light sensor, or good light sensor, and...
Well, and that's one of the biggest things with the iPhone. A lot of people, because the Nexus has a higher megapixel camera, but people are still like...
Isn't it 5 only?
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was another phone I was thinking of. I think you're right.
I think the Razer has an 8.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. But the Razer's so thin, it's like they didn't have room to put any good camera light
but
sensors
like,
and stuff.
I was playing around with the camera from the Nexus, and I was like,
the no shutter leg one.
It was insane. Like, as fast as you can click your finger on the thing, it's going.
Did you play with the real time mouth changing the?
Oh, I forgot about that. No, I did.
Because those look pretty crazy to me. Like, it's like real time, like. Graphics changing, like
it's like a little you know, when I was playing with the video editor for our live stream, it's like something like that, but built into the camera.
Oh.
So like when you're doing video chatting, you can make like your eyes big, or you can make your mouth like.
But on a phone, I mean, that's pretty intense.
But I'm a humongous fan of the active backgrounds.
What do you mean?
Live backgrounds. That's part of the
things.
2.2 Android started from there and
like
forward.
The things moving in the background.
Yeah,
I I feel like that would kill your battery a lot faster. But it's cool.
It's cool.
I was just saying. I don't disagree that it's cool.
Don't be jealous.
I'm super jealous.
Anyways, I
can't hide it.
I know.
You want to move on from phones?
Yeah.
Ultrabooks. There were Ultrabooks.
There was a
shit ton of Ultrabooks.
If you want a new laptop and you want a super thin one, get an Ultrabook, because there's a metric F ton of them coming out.
I have a list of a few that were picked out as the best by Joanna Stern, really. But the Samsung Series 9, what?
Nothing.
You want one? You want to talk about?
Nope.
The HP Envy 14 Spectre, the Dell XPS 13, and the Lenovo Yoga. Which, out of those four, the Yoga is... You don't think it's really an Ultrabook? Is that what you're going to say?
The XPS, I do not think, was an Ultrabook.
Because
the XPS is their gaming series, and it was just a beast computer, I thought.
It says... Right there.
Alright. I retract my statement. But I don't think the Yoga... I think I would call the Yoga a hybrid.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Not a... Oh, whatever. It's an Ultrabook / tablet hybrid.
It's a really cool... I mean, we talked about Windows 8 before, and the idea behind it is that it's basically built for both tablets and PCs. So basically what the Yoga is a laptop / tablet, where like you can touch the screen, but you have your keyboard here. But the keyboard also flips all the way around to the back, so it folds this... it's like folding it all completely around. So normally you shut your screen down, but you could flip it all the way so the screen would be facing out and using it as a tablet. And then there's a few other, like, you can flip it so it's like looks like a little tent, so you can set it up as a stand, you can set it on its... I mean...
It's like...
It was cool.
It's like, hey, iPad, look at me in my smart case. And then they're like, oh, but... Our case is a smart case, and it's a keyboard, and it's a computer, and it's awesome.
It is pretty cool. Like, I don't think they had a solid launch date next year sometime, or end of this year.
End of this year.
And they didn't have a price either, did they?
Nope.
But it's a very cool design, I think. We're going to see a lot of that. Like, the Transformers like that.
That thing was awesome.
And that one is actually detachable from its dock. What are you thinking of? The Transformers already out, and they actually have a second one out now.
It's the new one that they're
pushing. They have a second one now.
It's detachable?
Yep.
The big? Unless I'm thinking of something else. It was the all-in-one sort of desktop.
Oh, no. That's was that Lenovo?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is Asus Transformer. No, I don't know what the name of that was. I think it was just some weird jumble of letters and numbers.
It was... Yeah, it was cool.
But that was like a 27-inch or something, right? And that was like an all-in-one computer that...
So you know like how standard new Macs are, where it's like, it's just a stand and then the computer?
The screen, yeah.
Yeah, with this, you take the screen and you like twist it and it goes... And like folds down so you can use it as a tablet.
You can use it as this. You can touch the screen when it's up too, though. Yeah. So no matter where it is, you can use it as a touchscreen, but it folds, like, basically down to a tabletop.
But I was thinking, like, it'd be sweet. Like, think of, like, board games.
Yeah, and they showed, and there was another thing that they showed, and I don't know the name of it, but it was, like, essentially, it was your desktop, and then there was a big screen, but the desktop was a complete touchscreen, and it was, like, I'll have to find the video and show someone. By someone, I mean you two, because the chat room is not really going to work out. But it was like you could touch anything on it. You could, like, I don't know. They still had a keyboard and a mouse too, but
it was crazy.
It's super crazy. Everything's going to like the specs are becoming so far ahead that like things are starting to. They're like, how can we interact different? I think.
I don't know if I can get a touch screen yet.
I don't like the idea. I like my iPad and I like my laptop, but I don't really want them to hang out together in one thing.
I want them
to have a baby.
I see the bottom of your TV, and that would just piss me off. The bottom third of your TV with the little Owen prints all over. And it's like...
Yeah, it's some heavy restraint on my part not to, but...
No, you have a kid.
No, but... right. But it's hard.
I don't.
Yeah, you can't have nice things. But yeah, but there's a lot of touch screen things that are happening, and I mean,
touch screen is in.
There's a lot of ultrabooks. There's seriously, like, I bet at least 100 new ultrabooks at CES.
Yeah, I would say.
It's insanity.
So when you say ultrabook, is that like the?
It's a laptop that's thin,
like, where it doesn't have like the CD drive and all that stuff.
Most of them are. Some of them have optical drives.
Yep. They wouldn't be like the standard pop out. They would just be like a slot load. Like,
okay. Yeah.
Like this one.
Yep.
But a lot of them don't have optical drives either, and they're super thin. I mean.
Thin, like. Total thickness, I think, what was the, I think it was 4 millimeters at the thinnest.
Yeah, at the tapered side. And there was one that, I don't know who made it, did you see that they push the button and the ports pop down in the back? Mm-mm. Like, it was like a drawbridge almost, like, because the ports are what make the body thick, because at some point, the ports are the size, you can't go any smaller and have the same size ports that we have now. I mean, especially, like, yours has a... Like a screen, I don't know, VGA or VGA. Whatever that is.
Yep.
And even the Ethernet ports are getting, and but you're starting to see no Ethernet ports because...
Everything's wireless.
Because everything's wireless and thin as in.
It's, yeah, with wireless, I mean, like, if you have wireless N, that supports up to, I think it's like 350 megabits a second.
And there's new wireless things standards. Moving more toward HDMI. HDMI is a pretty thin port. But I mean, still, like, you're getting down to the point where the thinnest... things you have are just because they have to stop because the ports have to fit. But there was one that had, and I almost want to think it was Lenovo as well, but it had a button and then the ports popped down in the back.
That's sweet.
And then you pressed it and it rose back up. So that way, and it was nice because then it made the, it kind of gave it a little angle when it was sitting too, if you had it out. But
Lenovo has their crap together.
Yeah. Don't quote me on that last one. I don't know if it was Lenovo. Do you want to talk about Parrot?
How much time are we at?
Why, you don't want to talk about Parrot?
Well, it's not a super big deal. I don't know.
I think that Parrot, drone was pretty sweet, though.
Parrot drone. It came out a couple years ago, year and a half ago, 2 years ago, the first version.
Mm-hmm.
It's a foam body run by 4 propellers, hovercraft slash helicopter that you could control from your iPhone.
Hovercopter.
Could control from your iPhone, iPad. They released an update, allowed Androids to control it. Well, now they have version 2.0 out. There's a camera built into it, so when you're controlling it, you can see what it sees. And now it's streaming full 720 HD video. It's
pretty intense.
Which is sweet. And it's all done through a wireless connection.
And was it used also, like, you could use the accelerometer and gyroscope to control it?
Yeah,
now so it's like as you move the pal, you can... see the thing moving.
Yeah, so yeah, it reads off your phone, so you can tilt it forward, backward, it'll go forward, backward. And then it has a couple sensors built in that once it gets about 6 feet off the ground, it helps keep it level so you can land it on an even keel, or the other one was something else for keeping it level, like when you're flying it way high. But in theory, you can fly it up to 160 feet high. So, which is pretty crazy. Yeah.
It's pretty cool, though. Parrot had one other thing. Oh, the Fiona? No, that was Razer.
Fiona was Razer. Fiona was... It was cool.
It was a tablet with a controller.
Tablet with a controller built. Picture an iPad held landscape.
It had, like if you cut an X... Well, it really looked like two Wii remotes.
It looked like nunchucks from
the
Wii remote.
Two nunchucks, one on each side attached to the tablet. So, like, as you held it, you were holding on to the two nunchucks. But with a 10-inch screen in the middle, and that's what you were playing on. Which really makes sense for gaming. I mean, I can't believe it's taken this long. The big thing with that, though, was they said you could run full computer games, like a full, like something a full PC could run. Not so much just your little whatever games that you can run on a tablet now. Like, they're talking we have a full Intel that's chip what it in looks it, like. Whatever. Mm-hmm. And it runs, did it run Windows 8?
Yeah, Windows 8.
There's a ton of stuff at CES. Let's just say that. And it's insanity.
It. Yeah. in a nutshell, insanity. It'd be sweet to go. It's expensive to go.
But I think the bigger names are starting to draw out from it, though.
It's because they want their own stuff.
Because they don't want to have to compete for time. Because there's so much happening that it's hard to keep up with everything. And, like, I mean, Windows does their... I mean, or Google and Apple both do their own things, and Facebook, and now Microsoft. I think that's the whole point, that they pulled out for that reason, I think. But we'll see what happens.
We'll keep you guys updated.
We'll keep you guys updated. I don't know. There was a ton of stuff at CES. And I don't know.
You already said that.
It's just so much.
Is your podcast name for this week?
There's just so much. It's hard to keep up with. And more than enough to fit in an hour podcast, as we're over an hour now. So, I think with that, is there anything else you want to talk about?
Nope.
Yeah, negative. Anything you want to say, Matt?
I think we're good.
All right. With that, we will wrap up our podcast. Check out our site, bleedgeek.com, where we have a little more details. We had a few every day of the stuff. I mean, the Geek Report was up. Check out what was happening at CES, a few of the highlights anyway, because there's, like I said, there's so much. It's kind of like an information overload this week. You can always find us on Facebook, facebook.com/bleedgeek, twitter.com/bleedgeek. Click on the little follow button, the little follow our Tumblr, even though we never put anything on it. Maybe someday, if you followed it, you'd get a surprise.
You could coax us.
Yeah. Who knows? Like we said earlier, we record live every Thursday at 8. Otherwise, you can always find us on iTunes, which you probably did one or the other anyway. And, yeah. If you have a comment, a question, a thought, a criticism, want to say hey.
Just hi.
How are you?
Send us an email.
At? What's the address?
fans@bleedgeek.com.
Or you could leave us a voicemail if you don't like to type. Maybe you don't know how to spell things. Some people have that problem.
But if they have problems typing, they might not get a number right.
You think?
Well, we'll just hope for the best. 406-79-GEEKS. That's or...
406-794-3357. Yeah.
Follow us individually.
On Twitter. I am at Mike037.
Matt is at Matt Fowler. And I am at Crandall111.
Still hasn't changed it.
Yeah, and if you follow this Matt Fowler, it's probably not me. So enjoy.
Just a heads up there.
He's an a-hole, but it's not much different.
Well, thank you, Matt, for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. With that, should we sign off?
I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Matt Fowler.
Thank you for listening.
Leave Google alone.